Bad Bunny's got a new admirer, and wait till you hear who it is.
And does Jennifer Aniston have a special new friend?
And are mug shots the new glamour shots? One sorority girl says yes. We've got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started.
All right, y'all. Trey Songz had a crazy moment over the weekend. He was performing a concert in North Carolina when an uninvited guest decided to join him on stage. Trey was performing his song, All We Do, when an unidentified man popped up and tried to show him some love. Check it out.
Damn!
At least the security was on top of it, right? Because, yeah. You know, sometimes the security guys been a little slow at these shows and some of these people I seen.
Where did he come from? The other side of the stage?
The wing?
How did he, just get on stage?
Did he just jump up there? It looked like he came from the steps on the side.
Yeah.
So why was there no security person on the other side? They both came from one way.
Yeah.
They should have got him before he came up the stairs right there.
His mistake was getting too close to Trey. Like, if he'd have kept it over on the side, just kept dancing.
Nah, they was going to get him.
You think they're going to get him no matter what?
He wasn't supposed to be there. Yeah.
Yeah, but Trey Songz buckled up like he was supposed to fight him or something. I mean,
that's your reaction when somebody run up on you like that.
Oh, I would have screamed.
Brad, has anybody ever snuck up on stage while you were performing?
Of course.
Oh, really?
I don't try to fight him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, my God.
You let them, like, do their thing, and then you, like, shush them off?
Or? Yeah, security comes to get them eventually, you know. Long as they ain't trying to, like, grab me or pull me down or something, they cool.
But suppose this man would have had a weapon, and he all up on
stage.
The
security would have been fired.
Yeah.
You need to be more than fired.
Yo, the crazy thing, like, the illest situation I've saw of somebody running on stage and getting dealt with, out of all the shows we have, that comedy show where, like, that dude got stomped out by, like, Dave Chappelle's team.
Yeah.
And that dude's ankle was hanging like a J.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? By the time they was done with
they just did it at the back of the stage. They didn't even drag him off, if I remember. Yeah.
Ah, man. Stay in the crowd. All right, y'all. It's time for another
Spencer.
And this one involves Jennifer Aniston. Now, she hasn't been publicly involved with anyone since she divorced Justin Theroux, who, by the way, just married actress Nicole Bryden Bloom. Well, it seems like Jen might be getting cozy with Pedro Pascal, who's known for shows like Narcos, The Last of Us. He's about to be in a new Fantastic Four movie. Now, they reportedly had a 3-hour dinner at the Sunset Tower Hotel in LA, which ended at 11:30 p.m. But check this out. Sparks were flying as far back as last year when Pedro crashed Jen and Reese Witherspoon's Critics' Choice interview, and Jen held his hand while inviting him on the morning show.
Ooh.
She thinking Spanish tonight. That's what's up. I'm glad that she found, you know, love. You know what I mean?
Me too. It's been a minute. Since we've heard anything about her dealing with anybody. So I like this for her. If she's happy, that's good. But
didn't they say she was messing with President Obama?
What?
Yeah.
Who said that?
It was out in the press.
But
yeah.
She wasn't kidding.
That doesn't seem...
Well, President Obama did date a Caucasian woman before Michelle.
He's married to Michelle, though.
Well, he married to her.
He wouldn't let it be put
out
there.
Here we are talking about Pedro Pascal and Jennifer Aniston, and you've done pulled the Obamas into it.
Plus, Michelle Obama would whoop that ass.
I don't know, because Jennifer, if she dating Pedro, that means she done learned some things.
I feel like Michelle Obama wears wife beaters. Like, she got them guns. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, man.
No. Yes.
Aniston don't want that kind of smoke.
Barack ain't playing with her.
Well, we hope not.
We know not.
All right, last week we talked about Bad Bunny's Calvin Klein underwear pics, and we were not the only ones to notice. Shawn Mendes hopped up in them comments and simply said, guapo, which means handsome. And in case you forgot, Shawn was on and off with Camila Cabello for years, and then in his song Mountain, he hinted that he might be bisexual with the line, you can say, like, girls or boys, whatever fits your mold.
Oh.
So do you think he's trying to, you know, we don't know what his type is, but it's definitely Latinos?
Okay.
Male or female?
Is it bad for a man to say guapo to another man, handsome?
I don't think so.
It's better than saying you look cute, right? So you would say handsome, right?
Yeah.
Nice or what? What's a guy supposed to say when he compliments another guy?
Dude, you all right.
Absolutely not, Gary.
With the little hand gesture and everything? You're all right. You're doing great.
Jesus. But I'm glad I like men that's open and express how they feel. Yeah. If Tanner and Hickory express how they felt about me, this would be a better world.
I feel like you're a human being who's being alive.
Thank you, Hank.
I rarely hold back. I express pretty frequently how I feel.
Thank you. Y'all so nice.
Yeah. You can compliment a guy. I've told my friends, oh, man, looking sharp, you know, whenever they're in, like, a suit or whatever.
Right.
I never come around, you're looking really cute today, sir. Like, I don't hit him with that one.
Yeah. But guapo doesn't seem really bad to me.
No.
Because it means handsome.
You can say somebody look handsome or like, bro.
You really, yeah.
So what does it mean again?
Handsome.
Oh, I can't wait to start telling the boys, guapo.
All right, Tanner, listen up. Your favorite mug shouty is at it again.
Yes.
The other day we talked about 20-year-old University of Georgia student Lily Stewart and her glamorous mugshot. Well, she was arrested after being pulled over for speeding twice in the same night, doing 85 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. Well, over the weekend, she got arrested again and again. She's serving face in her mugshot. Seems that she likes getting arrested. Lily and three others were allegedly in the university student center just before 3 a.m. on Sunday. And when an officer approached her, she ran away. And she was found hiding behind a brick wall outside the football stadium. Mm. She's charged with obstruction of a law enforcement officer, loitering, and prowling. Apparently, she showed no signs of drinking, and she told the officer she didn't want to get caught doing anything bad because she's out on bond. This girl likes getting arrested because now she done got famous from her mugshot, and now she's doing any little stupid thing to get arrested. Like, you running from the police.
Yeah.
And you know, if I'm going to say something, I'm about to say.
What?
If Lily was black,
come on now,
she wouldn't even be able to pose for a damn picture because they have her under the jail.
Yep.
So, sorry, Tara.
And even if she looked nice, they would rough her hair up so she wouldn't have a good photo.
Right.
She
ran
a Pantene hairstyle like in the damn commercial.
For real, why does she look this good in her mugshots?
Tanner, you can look in her eyes and tell she's insane.
This, oh, yeah.
This Reese with a spoon or Reese without a spoon.
Yeah.
That is her.
Without a spoon.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to get the announcement that she's going to be the new Bachelorette or something like.
Something.
Something's happening. She's going to definitely get some juice from this. She's
going to
get a show or she's going to get a podcast.
Yeah,
she's going to get something because.
She's going to get something.
Right. She's going to get a TV show about mugshots. It's going to be titled Mugshot Shouting.
Yeah, Mugshouting.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, we're shifting gears. We want to take a moment to remember George Foreman, who passed away at the age of 76. After winning a gold medal in the 1968 Summer Olympics, he went on to be named heavyweight champion of the world twice. And the second time he won it, he was the oldest fighter to do it at the age of 45. And on top of all that, he was also the face of the big George Foreman grill. Man, that was a huge thing. Earned him quite a fortune in his later years. I mean, like, between the boxing and then just, like, seeing them Foreman grills up and down the aisle, like, it seemed like you could not escape Big George Foreman.
I never was able to afford a George Foreman
they
grill.
They came in all shapes and sizes. They had a very small one that you could afford.
Yeah, yes. I had one in college.
Yeah, we've all had them, from big ones to little ones.
And they worked great.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, y'all were rich.
Cook a mean sandwich. You don't have to be rich. They had them about this small.
Really?
Yes, you just open it and close
it. About this big right here.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I wasn't able to get one.
Well, our hearts go out to his family, friends, and fans, and there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
After months of speculation, Tiger Woods has officially gone public with his new relationship. Now, Tiger confirmed he and Vanessa Trump, the ex-wife of Donald Trump Jr., are now an item. Now, Tiger posted these pictures to X with the caption, "Love's in the air, and life is better with you by my side. We look forward to our journey through life together. At this time, we'd appreciate privacy for all those close to our hearts."
But I know one thing, honey. I'm sure Trump, like, honey, let her go. And they know that, you know, usually men of African descent love leftovers.
Did you just see Trump and him together hanging out or something
really?
At the White House?
Yeah, they showed
the golf component. Yeah, Mar-a-Lago days.
Mm-hmm.
He took some trash off of their hands. So he's like, let her go.
But out of all the Trumps, why this one and not Tiana?
She's not a Trump, though, is she?
She's Trump by marriage.
She's a Trump by marriage.
Right.
But she was married to Donald Trump.
Tiana Trump isn't a Trump by marriage either, but still a better choice.
Tiffany Trump?
Yeah. No, there's definitely a Tiana Trump. Don't Google her.
Tiana Trump.
Who is Tiana Trump?
He's showing her his 9-iron. That's what's going on right here.
I'm still lost.
He's trying to do the hole in one.
Oh my Jesus.
Oh man.
Oh, man. Swinging that iron. Yeah. All right, y'all, moving on. A high school basketball coach is going viral for all the wrong reasons. Oh. Apparently, Haley Monroe, a senior at Northville High, and the girls' basketball team's lead scorer, fouled out of their championship game. But the real loser seemed to be the coach. Oh. Right after Haley fouled out the game, this is what he did.
Oh. Yeah, you done screwed up.
My whole family would have whooped his ass.
If he did that to anybody with the last name of Jackson or Williams.
Or Jenkins or Jones.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to count the fist and feet
or
head in your direction.
Chaba.
Yeah, well.
Yes, y'all saw it right. The coach yanked her hair. But shout out to Haley's teammate. The internet has crowned her the real MVP for immediately stepping in to defend her teammate from their coach. And FYI, the school has fired this coach.
Aww.
Yo, that teammate is the GOAT, though. Like, the, yeah. she moved the girl aside. She's got, and now she's giving him the point. Like, oh, man. Yeah.
I would have snatched his ear or something. He ain't got no hair. I would have snatched something.
That's cute, but some girls like the hair pulled.
No, well, this I'm sure she does it.
All right, it's time for
Dish Savings Unboxed.
Morning Save Edition.
We've teamed up with our friends at Morning Save to bring you a carefully curated box of 6 must-have items for a total discount of 71% off. So just scan this QR code right here to get them. All right, kick us off, Tanner.
Okay, I've got the Moss Pro cordless rechargeable water flosser that blasts away 99% of plaque and reaches spots traditional floss just can't. And I've also got the Tilt Power Bottle 2.0 with wireless power bank. This keeps you hydrated and also keeps your phone charged.
All right, y'all, this box also has the ONN reusable preloaded 35mm camera with flash. This is the most fun throwback way to take pics this spring break. I've also got the gloves in a bottle hand shielding lotion, and this locks in moisture and creates an invisible shield to protect against dryness and irritants for up to 12 hours.
And look at the JVC Gummy Mini True Wireless Earbuds. Now, these lightweight buds deliver clear, balanced sound with 15 hours of playtime. Now, I've also got y'all, listen to this. Oh, this is so beautiful, honey. The 3-pack Beekman 1802 Soap. Now, this bar is with goat milk that's treading everywhere for its ultra-nourishing, skin-loving formula.
All right, now these are all great deals all together. Now, everything in this Morning Save Edition box will cost you up to $206, but today, you can get it for just $59.99 at MorningSave.com. So just scan the QR code right here or go to MorningSave.com.
Coming up next, which famous celebrity couple claims they never had an argument? Find out after the break.
Baby, this soap smells like the soap at the hotel. It smells good.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Now, Shaquille O'Neal says,
you can't handle the truth.
So the basketball legend recently appeared on the It's Given podcast where the host asked if he could ever be 100% honest with a woman. And he said this.
Do you think you could be all the way honest with your woman?
No, because you're not supposed to be all the way honest.
I rebuke that.
Let me explain. You ready?
Yes.
Let's just say we have a semi-open relationship,
okay,
right? And you call me. You want me to say, I'm with this freak, I'm going to try to hit it, I'll call you back? That's honest. Or, baby, can I call you back? I'm with a friend. Sometimes you have to protect them. You have to protect the feelings.
I don't think he's wrong, but that specific example might have been a little extreme.
Very extreme.
And it goes both damn ways.
Yeah.
Now, if a woman tell him, hey, 5-incher, I'm with an 8-er. So how would you appreciate that? Would you tell me to tell you the truth? I know you got 5 inches, but he got 8.
Now, I think mad people tell beautiful lies to protect the relationship because nobody, people say they want honesty and transparency. They don't really want 100% honesty. They want to feel good.
Right.
But
yes.
You know what, though, too? I think, Craig, it's the way you say it.
Okay. So how would you say it if it presented in the same way that Shaq just presented it on the TV if someone was like,
well,
yo,
I would
what
say,
you doing?
Well, if it's an open relationship, then you can say whatever you want because it's open. You know, damn it, I'm going to cheat and do it because it's open.
Okay.
But you wouldn't want to say it in a, I'm with this freak in a way like that to make the person feel.
No,
really
you
bad.
Wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right.
You wouldn't even know it is. I wouldn't want, but I wouldn't even be in an open relationship, first of all. So, You know, but I don't know. It's just the way you
say
it.
You just died on a hypothetical.
Right.
Yeah, well, potato, honey. So.
All right, moving on. It looks like Swizz Beatz has the secret to keeping the peace in a relationship. Maybe Shaq should listen to this one. In a recent interview, Swizz explained how he and his wife, Alicia Keys, have maintained a strong partnership. He said, marriage is definitely a big word, but look at it like your best friend. The communication is there. We've never had an argument. Since we've been together, our kids have never seen it, never seen us raise our voices, or never seen us yell, never seen us curse at each other. Why? Because of communication. Wow, there we go. Now, the couple, they did just celebrate their 15th wedding anniversary this year, but do you agree that this is the key to maintaining a healthy relationship?
Yeah, you got to know how to communicate with your partner. Yeah, and everybody's communication style is different.
Yeah.
Oh, we can still communicate, but I can still curse your ass out.
Yeah, everybody's not going to get it perfect. Sometimes there has to be an argument. It might not be often, but you're going to get into a good argument, you know?
And somebody said Alicia Keys have all the goals, so she rules.
Swizz does pretty well.
But do you think the masses know who he is, or they know Alicia Keys?
I think a lot of people know Swizz. He actually has another TV show on, like, about cars or something.
Oh, yeah, Ride with Swizz Beatz.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on.
So more
Gary.
White people know him than they know Alicia Keys?
Okay, now hold on a second.
The white people are familiar with the Swizz.
Yeah, yeah. The white people are probably more familiar with his work than him individually, you know.
Okay, so there you go.
But also, this doesn't have anything to do with their relationship. Like, they know how to talk to each other. That's the most important
communication
part.
Is key.
Right, communication.
And you can't fake that smile. She happy to.
Yeah.
And so is he.
So is he.
That's so beautiful. Well, up next, honey, was Facetune being shady, honey, to NeNe Leakes? We'll find out after the break. Maybe it was being shady,
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Baby, a popular beauty app, honey, tried to come, honey, for Miss NeNe Leakes. So, y'all, Pop Tings, honey, took to X to share a message about Miss NeNe reportedly being open to returning to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And, baby, Miss NeNe confirmed the tweet. She wrote, "If they called, I would answer." Well, the app Facetune, honey, shockingly reposted the message with a few additional words. They responded by writing, "I guess we're going with you." Bitch, they paid for that, baby.
Wow.
They what?
They said, baby, if you go in the Real Housewives, they said you're doing Facetune and this is us, we going too, honey.
I feel like I can look at a face and tell. That's
and then right. He still look the same. I mean, you know.
Who this woman, Harpo?
What?
That's NeNe.
I mean, she looks good there too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know.
I think it's just the contouring of her makeup that makes her look different. People are trying to say she did stuff, but I think it's her makeup.
She did her eyebrows different.
Yeah. If there was going to be an app that was going to be shady, are we surprised that it's Facetune?
I've never heard anything about Facetune doing anything like this or saying anything like this.
Maybe
like, when did this start?
I feel like everybody's starting to hire snarky social media people.
Yeah, like Wendy's and the restaurants. Yeah, McDonald's.
Facetune slogan should be Facetune. We know the real you.
Okay. Oh, we see you.
Well, that's all we got for y'all today, folks. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.